Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. As we learn more about the farm-to-table economy in Vermont, we get to know our farmers better. But what about the farm workers who provide so much labor to keep those farms operating and all of us fed? Sally Pollock, a food writer for 7 days, recently spent time at Rockville Market Farm in Starksboro, and she's here to tell us about it. Sally, nice to have you back at the VPR Cafe.
Hi, Rick.
Take us to Starksboro and show us around this farm.
It's a beautiful farm, Rockville Market Farm, and it's, you know, really a quick little trip from Burlington, if you happen to be in Burlington. And it's an 108-acre organic farm, sort of in a flats of Starksboro with mountains around you. It's a diversified organic farm that they raise produce. They have pigs. They have a lot of laying hens. And they also have a sort of prepared food aspect. And the farmers, Eric and Keenan Rosendahl, live in a farmhouse there. It's on conserved land with their family. The Rosendahls are really great people. And they have maybe even greater dogs. It's hard to top the people. But they have this dog named Emmett, who is worthy of a show of his own. He's, I think, called a Marima, is the breed of dog, which I had never heard of. He's an Italian Pyrenees livestock guard dog, and he's nocturnal. And he sort of guards the property at night from animals to guard the livestock. And he comes in the morning having worked the night shift. Very cool.
I'm already in love with Emmett.
Yeah, you would be. Really lovely, beautiful dog with a lot of purpose in life. Yeah.
The Rockville Market Farm is pretty well known in Vermont for two products in particular. So tell us about them.
Eggs, which are called Eric's Eggs. They have 1,000 laying hens that are actually down by the river. I didn't see them when I was there last time. And butternut squash. They grow 100,000 pounds of butternut squash a year. It's sort of their specialty product, I guess you'd say. And some of their squash is, they have a machine that will peel it and slice it, and it's packaged, so it's sort of available for year-round use. And also butternut squash donuts. There's a barn in which they make about 1,200 donuts a week on Friday mornings.
Now, you had an opportunity to meet some of the workers at the farm. Who are they?
So there's a program, a federal program, which allows seasonal farm workers to come work in this country. And the workers receive what's called an H-2A visa. And there are a lot of regulations surrounding the program, one of which is there's a limited time frame, 9 to 10 months of seasonal work a year. So it doesn't really work for dairy farmers, but it's a really useful program for produce, fruit, and vegetable farmers, and in wide use in Vermont. There are about 450 H-2A workers a year on farms in Vermont. And at Rockville Market Farm, there are two brothers from Guatemala, Walter and Marvin Pectacoon, Walter has come for 10 years since he was a teenager. His brother has been there 3 years, and they're 2 of 10 siblings. And they're really, for 6 months a year, they really are part of the family. As Eric said, we feel like we won the lottery. And then there's a man who's of Tibetan ancestry, but he was born and raised for half his sort of childhood into his teenage years in India and moved to New York City at the age of 16. His name's Tenzin Samchak. And he now works at the farm, and he sort of commutes between Vermont and New York City because Rockville has a presence at farmers markets in the city.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Sally Pollock, a food writer for 7 days. We're talking about Rockville Market Farm in Starksboro. Sally, Thursday nights are special at the farm, right?
So these are really neat nights. Tenzin comes up from the city on Wednesdays, and he said, I feel like I've driven 5 hours only to arrive at home. The landscape in Vermont reminds him of his childhood in India. And he has sort of spearheaded these farm dinners, and the family and the farm workers take turns cooking for each other, and everyone eats together. And all the food that's prepared is raised on the farm. And for Tenzin, you know, he's really a city, you know, person. He's lived in New York for the past 20 years. He's really fascinated by and interested in cooking food that he's now helping to grow. He's worked in restaurants forever in New York City, and so he's just a great cook, and he's familiar with cuisine from around the world, and people just eat together. And he was teaching the family how to make dumplings that he had made since childhood. When I was there, he made tacos and these really great, a lot of salsas and eggplant dishes, and they grilled steak, and it was really neat.
Mm. You mentioned a little earlier the tide in New York City, and a few years ago, you actually rode along with Eric Rosendahl as he headed to Brooklyn for the farmer's market there. What was that like?
That was a food fest like you've never seen in your life. And anything you do with Eric is fun. He's just knows how to organize things and get things done and just have a good time along the way, kind of. It's this smorgasbord, it's called. It's a big, big market in Brooklyn. And now these guys are at three markets. And what they originally did was bring down maple lemonade and gorditas, these egg and sausage sandwiches that are available at the Burlington Farmers Market, to sell at these markets. Now they're in three markets in New York City, and mainly selling farm beverages. Really great watermelon lemonade. They'll make watermelon lemonade from their own watermelons, and maple lemonade and other drinks, and donuts. On Friday morning before Tenzin heads back to New York, he makes butternut squash donuts. He's up at 4. He has just cooked this incredible meal for everyone Thursday night. Then he's up at 4, and he's getting ready for the markets. Walter arrived at the farm for the first time, I guess it was 9 years ago, 3 days before Eric and Keenan's son, Hans, was born. So as Eric said, I feel like I had two sons in 1 week. And now, back in Guatemala, his wife is, well, she may have had the baby already. She's due to have a baby in mid-November, and they know it's a girl, and they are naming her Keenan.
Sally Pollock is a food writer for 7 Days. Many thanks for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
Thank you.